is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Just how unique is our planet? Earth glistens with water, is home to continents, and its magnetic field protects its surface from harmful solar winds. These factors and many others mean that Earth can support life. Nothing else orbiting our Sun resembles our green-blue planet. And, until a couple of decades ago, that was the end of the story. The idea that there might be other planets out there, some of which might resemble Earth, was sheer speculation. Then, in the 90s, all that changed. Astronomers learnt to spot planets orbiting other stars. Sometimes they'd spot a star's brightness dim as a planet passed in front. Sometimes they'd see a star wobble ever so slightly as it was tugged by a planet's gravitational pull. Today, thousands of these exoplanets have been discovered. Which begs the question, are any of them anything like Earth? But these planets are light years away, meaning we have limited information to go on.
When we think about exoplanets, we kind of have to think about very few observables. Mass, radius, something about its orbit, and maybe down the line something about its atmosphere. And that's it.
This is Cayman Unterborn. He's an exoplanet geologist.
So with those four parameters, I have to build a planet and kind of understand everything going on.
Understanding exoplanets could teach us which ones are more like Earth. And this would provide clues in the ultimate quest, to find life on other worlds. Finding candidates for worlds that could support life requires astronomers to first observe whether an exoplanet is in its star's so-called habitable zone, where the distance is just right for the planet to be able to support liquid water. But
this habitable zone concept is great for sort of a first cut, right? Is that planet in its habitable zone? Yes, it's likely to have liquid water. But there's a lot more steps after that that say, well, okay, but is it too much water? Well, can it produce continents that are sort of the right composition to aid in these geochemical cycles? What's its likelihood of having a magnetic field? These are all sort of secondary things that the more that planet has in its favor, the more sort of the geologist in me would be comfortable with say, yeah, go ahead and invest a year's worth of observations and really dig in.
If there's one thing that our observations have taught us so far, it's the sheer diversity of planets in our universe. Researchers can't just assume that planets orbiting other stars formed in the same way as in our solar system. That's according to Rick Carlson, who generally works on what our sun's planets are made of.
You know, we've opened our eyes now to the fact that there are many possibilities. We've only got four terrestrial planets in our solar system. We've got 400 million of them. That's a guess. That's not a firm number. But some very large number of terrestrial planets, we'll call them, in other solar systems. And they're just going to provide us, just an eye-opening look at the diversity of geological processes that can happen on planets.
Astronomers are cataloguing more and more exoplanets, each with their own unique conditions. And so, researchers are going back to the drawing board to find out how different conditions could impact an exoplanet's geology. For example, astronomers have observed stars with ratios of magnesium and silicon radically different to those in our own sun. To find out what this could mean for alien rocks, geologists have to synthesize similar minerals and see how they respond to extreme conditions.
We can kind of make guesses on what that might look like, but it would be really great to put it in an experiment, bring it up to pressures and temperatures that are sort of characteristic of what that planet will have, and see actually what it looks like so we can better formulate our models. If we want to understand whether a planet is habitable or even, remotely Earth-like, we really need to model a lot of these geologies.
The more information astronomers can get hold of, the more geologists like Cayman hope to deduce about an exoplanet. Watching starlight shine through an exoplanet's atmosphere, for example, may tell us what gases that atmosphere contains. And Rick explains that this could, in turn, reveal all sorts of secrets.
information that we would get could tell us about, for example, life, which of course is one of the big goals in this, but also tell us about volcanism on the planet. It could tell us whether there's liquid water present on the planet. So it will be a very big extrapolation to take an atmospheric composition and deduce the geological evolution of the planet, but it's not impossible.
Considering just how little raw information we have about exoplanets, geologists like Kamen and Rick remain optimistic about what we may be able to learn. Kamen, for example, suggests that we may one day spot a planet with continents by seeing starlight gleam off the surface in wavering patterns. It's been little over 20 years since the first exoplanet was discovered. In that time, astronomers have added more and more to the list. And now, geologists are helping unearth as many secrets as they can about these distant worlds.
It's the geophysicists and geochemists who are going to provide sort of the broadest context of what that planet is actually going on. When the paper comes out in Nature that we have found a habitable exoplanet and these are the biosignatures, it hopefully will have been vetted by quite a few geophysicists before that paper ever comes out.
I think there's been few times in human history where just our view of our place in nature has changed so dramatically, and it's just a great time to be in the field. So it's just thrilling to me. I'm obviously biased, but I do find it to be a thrilling time to be in the field.
That was Rick Carlson of the Carnegie Institution for Science in DC, and Kamen Unterborn, who's at Arizona State University. To find out more about exoplanet geology, make sure to read the feature in this week's Nature. Find it at nature.com/news.